You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Alexander Mitrovic to score and Newcastle to win is 10-1. Eden Hazard to score and Chelsea to win is 7-2. Remarkably, Derek, Newcastle have won their last three home meetings against Chelsea. Yeah. And Jose Mourinho never won a Premier League game at St James's Park.
That's quite remarkable, isn't it? Well, that will change this weekend because Chelsea are absolute certainties. I mean, they were punished this week for failing to control their players. Newcastle have been punished for failing to control the ball. I mean, they're absolutely shocking. And the manager, McLaren, says, you know, he's confident they'll turn a corner. Newcastle fans aren't even confident they'll win a corner. That's how bad it is. That's how bad it is. I mean, that result against Sheffield Wednesday in midweek, people are saying it was a surprise. Well, it wasn't. It was a surprise. It was only so slender. I mean, that's how bad Newcastle are. Mickey Quinn says the players don't know what it means playing for Newcastle United. They do know. It means they need a new agent. Because this is a side going nowhere but down. And, you know, Lord Quiff, the manager, is not the guy to change things. So it's an absolute gift. This Chelsea are 4-6 or 8-13. Give them money away.
8-13, Chelsea to win this game. What did you make to the Diego Costa decision, Derek?
Well, not before time. They should ban him for the season for being crap, basically. Not because he's a bully. He's crap. The most overrated player that's ever set foot in English football, Diego Costa.
I love it. I love him. I thought all that, while everyone was, you know, spitting feathers and all that, I thought it was fantastic. He's just a pure wind-up merchant, isn't he? It's just like, you know, you can imagine playing against him just niggling you all match and just trying not to snap. You know, I think that it can detract from his game as well, you know. But that's when I tend to agree with Derek, when he steps over that line and that becomes more of his game than actually scoring goals. Mm. It's one thing, you know, Mourinho's brilliant, isn't he? Straight after the match, he calls him the man of the match. Because, you know, you can imagine Mourinho loving that kind of player who disrupts the opposition, you know, gets someone sent off. But now they're missing him for two games. I mean, a trip to Walsall, he probably hardly cried about that. So he's got too much ban, really.
Here's something to back up Derek's assertion that Diego Costa is not as good as people think he is.
One goal.
Chelsea have won 8 and lost none of the 12 Premier League matches that Diego Costa has missed since the start of the 2014-15 season.
Yeah, and he's not been scoring goals, you know, put simply.
He doesn't do anything but go around looking for a fight. He'll get found out. I spotted it last season. He'll get found out. There's nothing that guy does that's impressed me at all. He's another Torres.
Chelsea 8-13, well, strong for Derek.
Well, I mean, he grows a good beard, Derek. You've got to admit that. He does a good impression of an old young man as well, doesn't he?
He does, you're right there. He'll get his comeuppance, though. Someone will get him slyly, you know, instead of what the Arsenal players did, ridiculous, right in front of the ref. Someone will get him on the sly, you know, and he'll deserve it.
Lee, what do you think of the match?
It's very hard to improve on Derek's preview. That's one of the best previews I've ever heard, I think. I tend to agree there, you know. That run, the longer a run goes on, the closer it is to finishing, people say, don't they? And surely Mourinho's got to win there at some point. It would be just like football and just like this Premier League season for Newcastle to somehow muster a 1-1 draw or something with Mitrovic scoring in the 93rd minute, having, you know, come close to being sent off himself. But they have got so many problems. I mean, McLaren himself talking about the club being in crisis. He's admitted he doesn't know his best team. You know, he dropped, you know, that Watford game, he dropped Colback deeper. Colback was one of their best forward playing midfielders last year. He drops Colback deeper, and it's like kind of tactics by numbers. Watford just went, well, we'll just drop Troy Deeney back, so Colback's marking Troy Deeney, and Troy Deeney will win everything in the air. It's like, come on, surely you can see that. They've got problems up front as well. They've just got nothing going from up front. Jan Mat, who you put up last week as a goal scorer, 15-2, second most shots in this Newcastle side, 6. And he's, you know, he is one of the bright lights. You know, him and Sissoko are kind of developing a partnership. It's just whether they'll get many chances. And I think when we've seen Newcastle at their best this season, hasn't been very often, has been when they've just set up to defend and be organised, i.e. at Man United. And I think that's what they'll do here. I don't think we'll see any adventure from them. I think they'll almost set up like they're the away team here and try and set up to thwart Chelsea. I do think Chelsea will get it done eventually, though. So I'm going to go for Chelsea to win an under 2.5 goals. Mm. I don't see goals from Newcastle. I see Chelsea winning it. But Chelsea aren't pulling up any trees. Let's not make out Chelsea have just turned a massive corner. They've beaten Maccabi Tel Aviv. They've beaten Arsenal, which was a good result, but kind of mugged them a little bit with the sendings off, and beat Walsall. and conceded a goal, by the way, to Walsall. So, you know, I don't think this is going to be easy, but Chelsea to win and under 2.5 for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.